Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering the statute at the center of everything. It is Section 168 of the Internal Revenue Code. This is the code section that sets the depreciation rules for buildings and their components. If you own commercial property, Section 168 is part of your tax life, whether you know it or not. Your building depreciates over 39 years because of this statute. And the components inside your building that write off in 5, 7, or 15 years, those also come from this statute. Let me walk you through what it does. Section 168 created MACRS, the Modified Accelerated Cost Recovery System. MACRS replaced older depreciation systems in 1986 and has been the standard since then. It assigns property to recovery classes and tells you which method and which convention to use for each class. Here are the key numbers. 5-year property includes things like computers, automobiles, and certain personal property used in your business. 7-year property is the broad default for most tangible personal property. 15-year property covers land improvements like parking lots, fences, and sidewalks. 27.5 years is for residential rental property, like apartment buildings. 39 years is for non-residential real property, your commercial buildings. Those numbers are set by this statute and by the IRS asset class tables that accompany it. Now, here is where cost segregation comes in. A commercial building is 39-year property. But a commercial building contains many things that are not truly part of the structure. Specialty electrical, process plumbing, decorative flooring, parking lot lighting. Some of those items belong in the 5, 7, or 15-year class because of their function, not just their location. A cost segregation study is an engineering analysis. An engineer walks through your building and identifies which parts properly belong in which class. The result is that more of your total investment qualifies for faster depreciation. You get more deduction in the early years and less in the later years. That is money in your pocket now, not spread out over nearly 4 decades. Section 168 also includes a provision called subsection K. That is the bonus depreciation rule. Under bonus depreciation, qualifying property can be fully deducted in the year you place it in service. You do not have to spread it over the 5 or 7 year schedule. You take it all at once. Property that qualifies for bonus includes property in the 5, 7, and 15-year classes that a cost segregation study identifies. There is one limitation built into this statute worth knowing. Subsections F1 and I6 prohibit what is called component depreciation. That means you cannot simply pick individual pieces of a building and depreciate each one as if you acquired it separately. The HGA court case settled how cost segregation works within that rule. A study does not use component depreciation. It uses the proper engineering analysis to classify each asset into the right MACRS class. That is a permitted and distinct method. So every time your study moves a component from 39 years to 5 or 7 years, it is doing so under the authority of Section 168, relying on the proper classification rules and consistent with the line the HCA case drew. Section 168 is not a single case or a ruling. It is the statute itself. It is the law that sets the entire depreciation framework your study operates within. Understanding it helps you see why cost segregation works and why the recovery periods your study assigns are the ones that control your deduction. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. The full authority library is in your report.